Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody had an incredibly good weekend. It's July 3rd today. Independence Day is tomorrow, so we have a great show for you today. A lot of stuff going on, and Dad is back in town, so we have a consistent, reliable, clean connection with him for the next 57 minutes. You guys better get ready to enjoy it, and we are ready to go. How are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing great. I want to wish everybody happy 4th of July. Tomorrow we'll be running tape. We will not be live. I always like telling you guys that in advance. I'm not going to pretend like we're going to be here. We're not. We're playing a show. I believe it was from either, it was a couple of weeks ago. It was one of those really, really good shows. And when I put that on my list, when you guys look at the website or you basically see something, you know, online that talks about the, and it says must listen green show, those are the ones that we occasionally are able to repeat. And the must listen shows, if you don't have anything else to watch, if you only have one show that you can pick for the week, always pick one of the must listen shows because those are the highest energy, most succinct, most direct, most controversial shows, probably the most entertaining shows you're going to get for the week if you like that kind of stuff. But right now, I have a good friend of mine, Brad Parton, who's an educator here in Central Florida, fine Christian man, teaches history, a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant scholar. And he's sent me some information here this morning about how the anti-fac group could actually swarm the Gettysburg memorials and start desecrating the Confederate soldiers' tombstones. Now, I think we just need to really pay attention to this because the National Park Service is basically saying they have an abundance of caution with this. They're saying they're keeping track of the numerous possible indicators of trouble at the Battle of Gettysburg, the anniversary from July the 1st to the 3rd. And so they want to basically get all of the Confederate war heroes and desecrate all of their everything at Gettysburg. Between 46,000 and 51,000 soldiers died in the Battle of Gettysburg. I mean, it was a bloodletting. A handful of groups have applied for and granted permits for peaceful assemblies. The Sons of the Confederate Veterans and a group called Real 3% of Reason have received special use permits. Also, Civil War reenactors from the Maryland Sons of the Confederate Veterans received a permit for a site-specific march starting at Saturday at 10 a.m. from the North Carolina Memorial to the Veterans Memorial. So, guys, to me, this is just absolutely nonsense that you get a group of people that are so politically correct of trying to rewrite history. The Civil War, a minor issue, I mean, I'm talking minor, probably less than 5% of the Civil War, was because of slavery. Now, if you guys don't believe that, read The Real Lincoln and some of the other books that have been written about him. You've got to understand who this guy was and what he was, and that his wife was a Satanist. You've got to understand who Lincoln really was. If I ask one of the first questions that I ask people, Austin, if they tell me they're awake, I always say to them, is Lincoln a hero or is Lincoln a tyrant? Which one is he? And almost invariably say he was a hero. Then I say, well, then you need to wake up and look at history. Guys, it's not okay to rewrite history. The South was right. You know, the North was not right. The South was worried and concerned about states' rights, which they were losing to the federal government, which that already had happened with the British government, which caused the Revolutionary War to begin with. And the northern states were basically taking control of the South and trying to put massive tariffs to them because the southern states had become rich through trading cotton with Europe. And the northern states basically had crumbling infrastructure they couldn't maintain and they wanted more and more money from the South. That's what caused the Civil War. Always remember the Emancipation Proclamation when Lincoln freed the slaves in the South did not free the slaves in the North. And yes, there were northern slave traders, and yes, the Rothschild banking community, these same clowns that do everything wrong, it seems like, in the world, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, they were the ones who were primarily running the human trafficking and the slavery systems out of England into the United States. You have to look at the war for what the war was. Many of the southern plantation owners had already gotten rid of many of their slaves because Eli Whitney had invented the cotton gin. And the slaves were so expensive to keep and the cows house and take care of if they were being taken care of properly that they were being set free or being sold. Now you say, well, you shouldn't be having people sold. I agree with you 100%. I'm totally and diametrically opposed to slavery. But slavery is still going on right now in Africa. It's still going on in the Middle East. It's still going on all over the world. There are still millions of people being held in slavery right now. And to go in to desecrate the Civil War veterans' graves and memorials simply because you're a stoned out or looped out or nutbag who's being funded through George Soros just to try to rewrite the entire history of the United States and to erase the Civil War from our history books, Many schools are not even teaching, and this is high schools and middle schools now in the United States, are no longer even teaching pre-Civil War United States history, because they don't want to talk about what happened and how the people actually came and said no more to the tyranny of the North. Remember, the Southern states had already succeeded before Lincoln became president, before he was inaugurated. They had already left the Union. They had already said they weren't going to be part of this anymore because of the massive, massive injustice that was being done towards them as far as taxation. Guys, these people who go in are the lowest form of scum, who have absolutely no idea of what history is, to go in and desecrate the graves, the tombstones, and the memorials of these Confederate war heroes. Guys, someday, if we as patriots can win this, now I'm going out on a limb right now, if someday if we as patriots can win this, perhaps we can teach the real history of what happened in the Civil War, Austin. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right, man. And that's a lot of people you talk to, especially the younger generation now. It's gotten worse and worse and worse because less of them even have the ability to hear about what's really going on. But the good thing about it, with the massive amount of information that's on the internet, it's really starting to bring to light a lot of the truths of the history. Because you have to think about it, back, you know, in the mid 1800s, you know, 1850-ish, they didn't, whatever was written down was the truth as far as what they had for that. But over the years now, they've managed to go back and completely twist and distort the actual history with it. And you're absolutely right, Dad. These people that have nothing better to do, obviously they don't have any jobs or anything productive they're able to give back to society, except go to basically this war memorial and desecrate it for no legitimate purpose whatsoever. Most of these people, their families, their grandparents weren't even here. Their great-grandparents weren't even here. A lot of these people never even involved in slavery. So for them to come over here and be like, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to tear it down, and we're going to desecrate all this stuff for these, because it's this Confederacy, it just shows the ignorance of the level of people that have finally have stooped to this now. So I really hope they can get a handle on this, because this is not something that needs to be done whatsoever. It's completely and totally out of line. Also, too, with Big Brother that's going on now, this is pretty wild. If you guys saw, Google now is announcing that it will start blocking terrorist content on YouTube. Now, everybody else is seeing this and they're going, oh, that's great. You know, terrorists are bad. We need to block this stuff. This isn't good. In Google Europe blog, they said the search engine behemoth explained it's adopting four new guidelines for tackling the issue of online extremism that will combine ramped up technology with the human element. In addition to boosting its screening software technology to better identify videos that need to be taken down, YouTube will assist from its so-called trusted flagger cohort of Google-funded independent experts who help police the platform. Google is already working with various government agencies to address violent extremism. Google also says it's getting tougher with inflammatory religious content by including warning labels, demonetizing videos, and otherwise minimizing the opportunity for engagement. Some controversy over your YouTube demonetization over certain political videos has already emerged. Now, the issue that I have with all this is they keep using the terms like online extremism and inflammatory and supremacist content. Nowhere on there are they addressing, oh, we're going to take down and block any type of information that's spread by the CIA-backed ISIS group or the Mossad-funded ISIL group. They're not discussing that with anything. In my opinion, what they're doing with this, again, as we've already seen Google do this now numerous times, they've already said this, that they're going in to block the spread of fake news. The last year, remember, they were intentionally called out for manipulating search results to help Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Google is now also deciding for its users what news is real or fake with the help of the leftist fact checkers that they like to do now. Yet CNN still remains at the top of the list for their news sources. And as you guys saw with that video last week, CNN's complete and total garbage. They're nothing but fake news. So this is more of on the information's war that we're starting to see now. The media is in full-blown panic mode. Google, YouTube, all these government CIA-controlled websites are all trying to do the best they can to do damage control, to sit there and say, we're going to block extremist groups, we're going to block inflammatory views, we're going to do all this stuff to protect you guys from having to see it. All at the same time, we're funding the ISIS groups and all these other ones with money, oil, guns, weapons, munitions, equipment, everything, and yet we want to say we're going to go ahead and block them from using this stuff online. It's total obfuscation. They're doing it as a slow kill on the freedom of the internet. They want to slowly boil the frog in the boiling water and not allow us to have as many rights and freedoms online until it reaches a point with the UK where they start passing these incredibly totalitarian bills where they have sweeping measures where if you say anything online, not only do they block the site immediately, they come at your house, basically the UK police force, to arrest you and to question you about why you're saying inflammatory comments online. That's the next step. As I've said so many times, Europe is always basically the early platform, the beta test, to see what they can get away with in a lot of areas, and we've seen that repeatedly now, and that's what they're trying to do down in the United States, Dad, is slowly prevent us from having any type of internet freedom, thereby being able to stop us from getting real, true, alternative news out to the American public.
But that's correct. Once they shut down the funding for the internet sites, then basically they have to go to work and do something else to be able to eat. We've seen that,
yep.
We've seen that with a lot of different sites. One real quick note back about the Civil War again. The United States population was, including slaves, was about 30 million people, about 3 million slaves, 27 million folks that weren't slaves. So we had 30 million people, which is about one-tenth of the population of the United States. To give you an impact on the casualty count of 50,000 people, you have to multiply that by 10 right now. And that's how many people would have died in a war right now in the United States if it happened at Gettysburg, if it was the same population density. It'd be 500 million dead. 500,000 dead. It's not 500,000 would have died in one battle. That's how big this war would have been. 500,000 dead troops. That's what we had. That's what happened to Gettysburg. That's why it was such a turning point in the war. And remember, with Dresden, when they bombed Dresden in 1945, the rough estimates are anywhere from 100,000 to 500,000 dead in Dresden. It was a bloodletting because the population of Germany wasn't anywhere near 300,000 people. It was like a giant satanic sacrifice. And of course, Winston Churchill was all into that druidic worship mess. He was a real whack bag, by the way. And so you got to realize that all of this stuff these guys are doing on purpose. Now, to show you what the North has done up there in Baltimore, since they decided to take over everything in the school system, Baltimore now has turned into a democratic wasteland with six schools in Baltimore that can't produce one single student that is proficient in English or math. I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. How in the world can you not produce one student out of six schools that can do proper math and proper English? Austin, this is what it's turning into, and the haves and the have-nots are being more and more and more separated. The middle class is being totally eliminated by what they're doing, and now they want to have this basically subservient class, this slave class, and the elite. And the problem is every time you do that, we saw it with the French Revolution, we always see that. Every time you do that, sooner or later, the peasants rebel and overthrow everything, and they put communism in, and that's what they're trying to do here. Let me share something with you very quickly. This is something that's important that you guys understand this. We need to look at what's really going on right now with the 5G network. And I'm going to tie this together with what we're talking about right now, because I've been talking about the 5G stuff now with Austin for about, oh, I guess probably for the last 3 or 4 months, because of they're rolling this out now in 10 major cities right now with the 5G networks. And what they're planning on doing is making it an Internet of Things, everything connected with an IP address. I mean, they want to, because of the smart dust that they've dumped on top of everybody, they want to basically have the ability to control every single thing in the world as often as they want to do it. In other words, they want to have everything linked into a database. This is what this whole thing is about. And that's what the chemtrails, one of the primary reasons of the chemtrails are all about, that and the Morgellons, to put nanotags, smart dust into everybody so they can make us part of this, how should I say, Internet of Things. They want every human being linked. Now, the reason they're doing this is very difficult to control people if you can't find them, if they go underground, if they move, etc. This is what happened during the Civil War. It was difficult to control slaves because slaves could escape. They could run away. They could go into an area where there were no slaves, and they weren't able to come in and control them. But the internet is basically going to be put into a place where it's going to be a full-blown rollout where everybody is going to be nanotagged or chipped. This is very important that everybody gets this. The 5G isn't an evolution or improvement upon previous cellular network technologies. It's a whole new form of communication that can be used in military application. 5G, again, is about the Internet of Things, about everything talking to everything else, your dishwasher talking to your refrigerator, talking to your clothes dryer. I mean, this is crazy. You know, as former FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler said, from pill bottles to plant waters, everything will have an IP address. I mean, this is what they're saying, the FCC Chairman. Everything will be categorized. Everything will be digitized. It's about self-driving cars that Austin's talked about repeatedly and connecting everything up to a smart infrastructure to a D-Wave computer which connects directly into Lucifer. You say, this sounds nuts. Hey, this is what the reality is. This is what's going on. Everything will become a node on the smart grid, control grid. The 5G frequency band has also been used for crowd dispersal guns called active denial systems. 5G, as we told you months ago, can see through walls. It can see through your clothes. It can see if you're carrying a weapon. It can be used to target you with a millimeter band wave, which will disable you, causing tremendous pain until the police arise. I mean, this whole potential of abuse of the system is hair-raising. Dr. Deborah Lee Davis is one of the leading voices against the 5G rollout. She's also a medical doctor, and she asserts that the frequencies that are going to be used have not been tested for safety to the American population. Prior to his departure from the FCC, Tom Wheeler was very forceful in his opinion that no time should be wasted on such testing and that the U.S. should be first in the market, which he said he was going to create billions and billions of dollars of new wealth. Dr. Davis is a highly credentialed physician as the founding director of the Board of Environmental Studies and Toxicology of the U.S. National Research Council, the National Academy of Sciences, founding director of the Center for Environmental Oncology, University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute. This lady is credentialed. And so what we're realizing now is that this is all going to be tied together. By the way, Israeli research, there you go again, studies presented at the international conference revealed that 5G uses the same electromagnetic frequency that is used for crowd control. And this is what they're planning on doing. Verizon just announced that the 5G networks will be rolled out in 11 cities immediately, and 5G networks will involve the deployment of millions of antennas nationwide, thousands in each city, which we mentioned this to you already, because millimeter waves cannot easily travel through buildings or other obstacles. They have to be everywhere. Proposed installations have led to public outcry in residential areas where homeowners do not want antennas mounted in their yards or near their schools. This goes on as we run. We have to understand something. The rollout of the smart grid begins this year in 2017 with plans to have it fully online by 2022. Also, this is a 15-year plan to hand everything over to an artificial intelligence. They're saying that by 2025, that the artificial intelligence, the D-Wave computer that is linked into multidimensional universes, will become self-aware and it will start running everything. Guys, this sounds crazy, but we're talking Cyberdyne for the doggone Terminator movies, in which everything is being controlled by an AI smart grid, in which every single movement you do, you're going to be monitored because you've been nanotagged. Every single thing you buy, you're going to be monitored because you've been nanotagged. The money will be nanotagged. Everything will be nanotagged. Everything they want a complete and total George Orwell utopia web around you. Now, all of this other stuff that we talk about is to cover up much of this. This is the goal of this new world order, is to bring us back into a feudal system. This is what they want. They want to have the serfs and the rulers. They can't do this without a smart grid. They have to be able to tag us. That's why I told you and I've mentioned to you guys many, many times, they're not going to nuke anybody. They're not going to destroy this infrastructure. They're not going to do it. God had to come flood the planet in Genesis chapter 6. God had enough. Yahweh said, "Gnuk, we're done with this. We're not doing this anymore. You guys are not going to treat my children like this." Understand, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be upon my return. These are the words from our Messiah, Yeshua. And we have to understand, this is what they're bringing back in. They had a massive control grid being using pyramids and human sacrifice all over the planet back in Genesis chapter 6. God destroyed that by pulling the continents apart and causing a break of the magnetic ley lines, which changed the entire structure and the frequencies on the planet. This is what they're doing with all their radar-based domes, their Gwen towers, all of this stuff, and now with this 5G network, and this is what they're doing with the chemtrails. They're ionizing the lower level plasma. They're bringing this high energy radiation and electrical charges down to, into the stratosphere, down low where we live, so they could have a better conduit because it conducts better electricity. If you take distilled water and you throw a power cord in both ends to try to light up, to try to light a light bulb, it won't work. Distilled water will not conduct electricity. You throw some minerals into it, it becomes a very good conductant. The same thing is true with our atmosphere. It doesn't connect electricity very well. That's why lightning is really high up all of the time. I was just speaking to Steve today, one of the guys at the office, and he said to me, he said, you cannot believe the lightning storms that we had this past week. The reason that's happening, I wasn't here, is because we've energized the lower stratosphere. It's become a conductive plasma now, like you have up at 20, 30, 40,000 feet. That's why the aurora borealis lights up at those high levels, because of the energized plasma. They're bringing that down to sea level. That's what the chemtrails are all about, to energize the plasma at the lower levels to make their technology more efficient, because they want to make everything, including you, as a Internet of Things. So this is what they're doing. This is what the CIA is doing with their Sabbatean Kabbalists, with their sorcerers, with their wizards, tying us into the D-Wave computer to link us back into Lucifer. This is what it's all about. Because, guys, this is their goal, this one world. Now, Mark Zuckerberg says he's found religion. He's no longer an atheist. But when you question him about his religion, he doesn't want to talk about what he believes now. But he says he's no longer an atheist, and chances are he is a Luciferian. He simply doesn't want to talk about that. Now, I can't say that for sure, but it sure seems funny. If you ask me what type of religion, what type of faith I have, I will tell you I'm a born-again Christian, saved by the blood of the Lamb. That's what happened to me in 1979 when I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm proud of who and what I am. These guys want to hide in the shadows. They don't want you to know they're Luciferians. They don't want you to know when they wear that Kabbalah and that little string around their wrist that they're practicing basically satanic worship of fallen angels. They don't want you to understand who they are and what they are. They don't want you to get that. So what I'm telling you is this. Now, Zuckerberg says that we're going to tie everything together through Facebook. He's going to bring religion in. This is not the religion that we think of Christianity. This is the New World Order religion of Lucifer. And that's not going to come packaged that this is a satanic religion. It's going to come as a one world religion, an ecumenical movement, taking all of the faiths of the world and tying them together into a religion that we will no longer fight over, that we'll all believe in, quote, God, but their God is not Yahweh. They don't want our God to be Yahweh, to bring in their one world Antichrist, exactly like the book of Revelation says is going to happen, is going to happen. All of this is tying together for this. Now, all of this other stuff that I don't talk about in the mainstream news a lot, about what Trump's doing and what Pence is doing, I can cover all that stuff if you guys want me to. But guys, you hear that from all the other talk show hosts. I'm giving you the real information here. Austin's giving you the real information. I'm not obfuscating this. I'm telling you what they're doing with 5G. I'm telling you how they're going to do it with 5G, how they're going to tie us into the AI computer, the D-Wave computer, that they have no idea how it works. They don't even know how it works. It was given to them. This is fallen angel technology. Or, if you're not a Christian, alien technology. You know, whatever. If you have to flip the light on that way, make it look that way. Guys, this is where we are right now. This is what's going on in the world. They don't want you to see that they're destabilizing the entire planet with the Muslims by mixing these cultures together. They don't want you to see that. That's why the mainstream news won't cover it. They don't want you to see that they're destroying Europe internally, because they want to create a civil war globally that's going to be an apocalyptic war of the Jews and the Christians against the Muslims. This is what Albert Pike said in his letters to Manzini. This is the format they're using. These high-level Masonic lodges, these high-level Masons are definitely in charge of what's going on. And we have two factions of these Satan groups that are fighting for the control of the planet. This is exactly what happened with the Declaration of Independence in the United States, and why the entire United States Capitol was laid out in a pentagram, which is basically a Luciferian star, in which they're able to leave one leg of the pentagram open to trap the seething energies of Lucifer in the Washington, D.C. And this is what Pike talks about in his book, Morals and Dogma. This is who these guys are. And everything else they do is obfuscation. You say, well, what's going on in Italy? Well, what's really happening in Italy? What's going on in Germany? It's really happening in Italy. But they allow all of these little things to happen, these little blips everywhere, to keep the crowds and masses distracted. It's like having them play a shell game with you. Don't look at where the real ball is under the shells. We're going to move them so fast that you can't focus on what we're doing. Guys, they're tying us into an artificial intelligence smart grid. That's the bottom line. They don't want you to know that. That's why I said to you guys, and Austin said to you guys, and I continue to say this. When Trump took office, I said, we will know if he's really in charge or if the deep state CIA is still in charge, if The stinking chemtrails stop. If the chemtrails don't stop, we'll know nothing's changed and it's business as usual for Donald Trump and the CIA and the powers to be and the Sabbatean Kabbalists who are doing everything they possibly can to resurrect their serpent god from the pit. We've done entire shows on this before. So guys, stay frosty with me on this. I'll cover all of the other stories and I'll keep talking about this stuff, but this is the primary underlying goal of what these guys are doing, is to tie us into a smart grid to monitor every single banking transaction you do, every single breath of air you take, every single thing that you buy, every single dollar that you spend. They're doing it in this smart grid so we can't have any freedom left, and they can completely control us. And then if they don't like what we're saying, they simply shut down our bank account. They shut down our merchant accounts. They do whatever they want. They send somebody to come pick us up in the middle of the night like they did with the Gestapo back in 1942 and 43 if you were a German and you spoke out against what Hitler was doing. All of a sudden now they have that type of control because the slaves can't escape anymore because they shot us with stinking nanotags and we've inhaled them. That's why I've talked to you guys so many times. You've got to keep your immune system strong. I swab my nose out two or three times a day when I go outside to basically kill any more gelins or nonsense with colloidal silver that we have at the office. And the last month, everybody got sick in the house but me, because I do that. Because remember, these rhinoviruses have to go through your nose. The colloidal silver stops that. It's not going to hurt you at all doing that. And what it does, it keeps everything healthy in your body. I take the D3 every day. I take the potassium iodine every day. I take my vitamin C every day. And why do I do all that? Because, guys, they're going to unleash some type of biological on you. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. And only the people that have strong immune systems are going to survive through this. They're not going to nuke anybody. That's just a bunch more obfuscation, a bunch more saber rattling. They're not going to do that. The fallen angels aren't going to allow us to nuke the whole stinking planet. This is their little slave colony. They're not going to let it be destroyed. It's not going to happen. They're not going to nuke the whole thing. They're not going to pull another Genesis chapter 6 on their own. They're not going to do that. It isn't going to happen. Now, God's going to come back and he's going to judge the world. We know that in the book of Revelation. We know when the angels start opening up the scrolls and breaking the seals. We know what's going to happen. Guys, but we're not going to be part of that. I really believe that God, we may have to go through part of that tribulation, but I really believe that he'll make sure that we get to heaven in a quick fashion if that's where we're headed. Guys, we have to believe that Yahweh's who he says he is. We have to believe that Yeshua is who he says he is, and he's going to deliver us from these guys. Because, guys, the only hope we have right now is in Christ Jesus, in Yeshua. That's it. Because without that, I have no idea about how these alternative show hosts can actually handle doing this and talking about this stuff every single day and not having a relationship with Yeshua. I can't understand it, because I know who my faith is in. I know where my future is. I know who my Redeemer is, and I know what he's done for me on the cross through his blood. I understand that. So I'm able to go through life, have a great attitude about life, knowing who Christ is and understanding that I'm saved. And regardless of what happens on this planet, as soon as I leave here, I'm going right up to God, right up to heaven with him instantaneously, because I've already been connected to him through the Holy Spirit. That's the thing you've got to understand, guys, that we can all be saved and get to heaven. But guys, this is what these clowns are planning on doing to us. And I'm going to say this one more time for the folks who haven't listened to the show, and you can Google this if you guys confuse the angels and aliens and all that kind of stuff. To me, they're intertwined. If you're abducted, and I believe people get abducted, there have been millions of counts of abductions, and you call on the name of Yeshua, or Jesus, they put you back and they leave you alone, because he has the power and the authority to stop this stuff, guys. And so listen to me. That's who our Redeemer is, and that's the hope that we have, is through Yeshua, through Christ Jesus. And for those of you who say, he's talking about that Christian stuff again, okay, I don't know how to explain it without this. If I can't go back to Genesis chapter 6, I just got to believe we got a bunch of psychopaths running the world who like to eat children and drink blood. What a bunch of sickos those guys are. The reason they're like that is they're worshiping their god, Lucifer. Nothing else explains it. They're in the benign Nephilim bloodlines. These guys are basically part of the Luciferian DNA from Genesis chapter 6. They were there before and after the flood. None of this stuff makes any sense unless you understand Genesis chapter 6. And today's news of what's going on and how horrible these people are that are running the governments and how they don't care about human life, none of it makes any sense. Because remember, these psychopaths, these sociopaths that are involved in all this, they're not like us. You see, you and I say, well, we wouldn't do that because they won't do it. I got a newsflash for you. They aren't us. These people, there are some people out on this world who, what was it, Madeleine Albright, we lost 500,000 children in Iraq. She goes, well, that was worth the cost of losing 500,000 children. 500,000 children dead? Are you kidding me? Who in the world makes up those kind of rules? Bunch of nutbags. These are the guys that are running the planet, the Henry Kissingers, the George Bushes, the George H. Bush, the Bill Clintons. They don't care. Look what the Clintons did with those children in Haiti, for heaven's sakes. Look at the doggone soul cooking ceremonies Podesta was talking about on the Wiener emails that were released about what they were all involved with up there in Washington, D.C. when they were drinking human blood. These guys are those guys. They're the guys that you have horror dreams about at night that basically, you know, you don't want to talk about and you want to pretend like they're not real. That's who's running the planet right now, and this is the only explanation that explains it all. And without this explanation involving Yahweh in the middle of this explanation, none of it makes any sense, because we can't believe that these people could be this evil, Austin. So that there, I wanted to share that with you guys today. So there you go.
Yeah, well, you were definitely spot on with that. And see, the thing, and go back to the 5G, because I want to address this today too, because I've had a lot of people have been emailing me about this, asking me about it with this, the millimeter waves, which is what it is. That's what the 5G wave is. It's MMWs. They're millimeter waves. And that's absolutely right. When they've brought this stuff forward, they're fast tracking it literally as fast as they can push the paperwork through. And there's not a single mention on the health effects, whether it be safe or whether it be negative whatsoever. Not a single mention of it. They're acting like it doesn't exist, like it's not going to have any negative effects. Right. We already know cell phone usage and the 4G effects can cause cancer. Now we're talking about using millimeter waves and putting them, and see, what nobody understands with this 5G network, it's very, very short wave. It's not something that you're going to be able to put an antenna in Central Florida and put an antenna down in Key West and it's going to be perfect enough for it. They literally are going to have to be putting them on lampposts, utility poles, homes,
everywhere.
Businesses, neighborhoods, towns. Everywhere there's going to be antennas because this stuff is very, very short-lived. It can't go super far. So this means we're going to have an insane, and I mean insane amount of wireless pollution. You're literally going to be bathing in this stuff all the time. That rolls me to my next thing, is why I've talked about this so many times. This is going to be the platform that the autonomous vehicles are going to have to ride on.
That's right.
When we met with our customer, one of our friends up in Orlando months ago, about basically they were trying to do the best they could to fight the autonomous vehicle push. And they said there has to be a grid network that all these vehicles are going to have to communicate on. When you start having a road, just for instance, Interstate 4, which cuts through Florida, a road that has all autonomous vehicles, they have to talk to one another. But they said that's not the creepy part. The creepy part is once they talk to one another, they have to correlate all that information, and it has to basically go in aggregate to the brain that's controlling all the information.
That's right.
That's where it gets creepy, because that main brain is going to control all of these vehicles, which is going to be based as the center head for all the 5G centers all around the country. Now, if you start looking at this from an outside perspective, you're going to start having autonomous vehicles completely based on 5G. Every cell phone is going to be based on 5G. All of the payments that we have, electronics, right now we're using them on cell phones. That's easy enough to control. Next step, they're going to be doing them either with bracelets, and then they'll be doing with implants. They've already started doing the trials with the biometrics and everything else as far as with the biopay. Right, talked about that in Korea. That's all going on. So as soon as you don't pay a parking ticket, bam, your 5G shut off. That's all they have to do. All they have to do. They don't even have to freeze your funds. They shut off your 5G. No vehicle, no cell phone, no money, no access to internet, no being able to contact anybody whatsoever. Completely shuts down, literally, with the flick of a switch, and you can do nothing and go nowhere. You already see people now in a lot of these new homes, they're installing the biometric lights, the biometric locks. They're also putting them on their phones where they have apps where they can lock their vehicles with their phones, unlock their houses with their phones. That's cool. That's great. You could use all that stuff. That's awesome. But again, you're putting more reliance on technology to the point once they get majority of the population completely dialed into this 5G network and completely reliant on it, to where I just said your cell phones, your wallets, as far as the payments that you use, your vehicles, your internet, every aspect of your life is controlled by 5G, which, by the way, we're already getting very close to that with 4G with a lot of stuff now. As soon as you don't do exactly what they tell you, they shut the 5G off and you're done. Think about it now. If you don't pay a toll, they'll end up writing you a ticket. If you don't pay that, they end up suspending your license. If you run a red light ticket, they'll end up suspending your license. If you have a seatbelt ticket you don't pay, they suspend your license and arrest you next time they stop you over. If you don't pay all your taxes in, after a couple years, they end up taking your property. All these things are manual ways to control you. But again, it takes longer with more paperwork and more manpower and more time to be able to bring you in and hold you down in the servile peasant system. Once they get this 5G completely dialed in, which in my opinion, it's only about 5 to 6 years away. They've already said by 2020 they want to have 5G everywhere, which is give it about 4 to 5 years before they get the whole system completely dialed in on every aspect of our lives. Once it hits that, it's game over, because if you're that reliant on the system, it's done. That's why I urge everybody, do the best you can to make sure you have basic preparations with physical items. Do not be so reliant on electronics that you do not know how to function anymore. Know how to use firearms. Know how to use tools. Know how to use gardening techniques. Know how to operate on old dirt bikes or old vehicles that you can turn around and fix up if you need to use them. Pay with cash. Have silver. Have gold. Do all this old school stuff that is called old school now, which really should be the normal thing we still continue to do. Because once the system starts going in line, and 5G, by the way, I will be protesting that in any single area I can find a venue to protest that in Central Florida, because I know they're doing it all over the place without any vote, without any place at all. But as far as I'm concerned, if they start putting these things up in the neighborhood, I don't know. They may not stay up there for very long, depending on how the neighborhood feels about them. But this whole 5G thing, as Dad said, is a serious, serious problem. And also, too, I pulled this up the other day, and I haven't even talked about this. They did a study in Armenia, that suggested that the MMW, the millimeter wave effects, are mainly on water, cell plasma membrane, and genomes as far as the negative effects. They also found that MMW interactions with bacteria altered their sensitivity to different biological active chemicals, including antibiotics. More specifically, the combination of millimeter waves and antibiotics showed that it may be leading to an even further antibiotic resistance in bacteria. This groundbreaking finding could have a magnum effect on the health of human beings as the bandwidth is rolled out nationwide. The concern that we develop a lower resistance to bacteria as our cells become more vulnerable and is a serious, serious issue, Dad.
Well, the Morgellons, when you put it under a blue light wavelength, it grows like crazy. It grows exponentially. It starts coming out of your skin. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. I mean, and they have the ability now with these satellites they're putting all around us to hit us with a blue wave light. I mean, this is crazy stuff that we're talking about here. I mean, they could literally wipe out the population of the ones they wanted to wipe out, whose immune systems couldn't handle the onslaught of this, in a matter of days, without even firing a weapon, without even doing anything, just by hitting us with the right frequency. Remember something, guys. We're an energy wave in an energy field, in a sea of energy, in a sea of plasma. That's what we are. We have a certain frequency that each one of us have a unique vibration in which we vibrate. I mean, this is what we are at the molecular level. We're a vibratory species. It's biochemical. That's what we are. And when they start messing with us and putting all this energy stuff through us, it affects our signals. It affects our energy fields inside of our bodies. I mean, Royal Rife figured out back in the 30s and 40s, and they drove him to insanity and locked him up and basically took everything away from him, that if you hit cancer with a certain frequency, a certain energy wave, that you'd destroy the cancer in the body because it was not the same energy field that your body was in, and it would just basically erupt the cells and break it apart and kill it immediately in your body. I mean, there was no research money. There was no money going from the Rockefeller industrial complex then as far as cancer research or cancer treatment protocols. You just cure it. This is what happens. This is why it's important that you don't put foods in your body that disrupt your energy fields, like pork. Pork is one of the primary causes of cancer, according to the World Health Organization. And the Bible, in the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy, tells us not to eat it anyhow, because basically it causes long and lingering diseases and wasting diseases. Read it for yourself. I mean, gosh, it's awful when you see people eat pork. I mean, I've got a, there's a really good pork restaurant here in town. I used to eat there when I was a kid. They also have chicken. I'm not going to give you the name, but like every single person in that restaurant has died from cancer. All the owners and all their principals, you know, by the time they're 50, 60 years old, in their 60s, they're all dead because of the pork, as far as I'm concerned. They're all dying of cancer. So guys, it's not okay to eat foods that God said don't eat simply because of what they do to your body chemistry. Oh, by the way, the Gay Canyon. I got to say something about the Gay Canyon real quick. The Gay Canyon with the strange wife that appears to be a man when she wears a silk dress. I just thought I'd mention that. I'm not going to go any further than that. I think I said that very politically incorrect, but that's okay. You know, he basically is now saying beware of nationalism and don't be a patriotic or don't have too much patriotism on the 4th of July weekend. Why, he's visiting his home there, by the way, in Indonesia this weekend. The guy's not even an American citizen as far as I'm concerned. And I knew that Trump was capitulating when he backed off the doggone, I'm not going to say much more, when he backed off the stuff as far as the birth certificate. We all know the birth certificate is fake. We all know that. We all know, you know, we don't know where the clown was born, because we know, we think it's in Kenya, we think it may have been Indonesia, we know it's not Hawaii, and we know the birth certificate's fake. It's a fake document. Forensically, that's been proved. Now, where the guy's been born, that'd be up to his doctors, his midwife, and his mom, who quickly died, remember, right before he got elected. All of these people are a bunch of sickos, a bunch of weirdos. It's like Marilyn Monroe. She was an orphan. And she was part of the MK Ultra program. People don't even know that. And if you're on my personal email list, you've already got a bunch of links to that in the last few months. Guys, they control these guys. They program these guys. They tell these guys what to say. They wind them up like little toy dolls. And they give this incredible lifestyle with private jets and whatever their fetishes are. They get to have all the stuff they want. And they never have to think about anything the rest of their lives as long as they do the bidding of the elite Sabbatean Kabbalists, which are running the planet with their Babylonian money system and all of the weird stuff they're bringing in. So always remember that, guys. But as far as the Gay Canyon, pound salt, Gay Canyon. Pound salt, Gay Canyon. And your wife, who looks funny and more like a man when she wears a silk dress. Guys, this is enough of this stuff. I wish this guy would go away and bury himself under a rock and just shut up. I'm sorry, Austin. I get so upset about it. I can't stand this guy. I thought we were done looking at him and that weirdo wife of his, and they're still in the news. All right, go ahead. What do you think about all that?
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question about it. He's right in line with a globalist. He's not going anywhere. As sad as that is for me to admit, he's going to make sure he continues to do the bidding of them. This is a weird article that I found today, but this is something, because this is showing us where we're really starting to head with the entire globalist push with this gender nonsense that keeps going further and further. Now they're having the first baby in Canada, which is actually, this is going to be the first in the world to be, have without a gender designation on their health card. An 8-month-old Canadian baby has just been issued a health card without a gender marker. And what could be the first case in the world, parent Corey Dottie, and this girl's just total liberal, she says she's a non-binary transgender person who identifies as neither male nor female, is aiming to allow the child to discover their own gender. And she won't say whether it's a male or female. This is not some weird botched issue. This isn't a hermaphrodite. There's nothing weird. She will not designate it what the birth is on there. Apparently, the health department has said what the birth is. She's refusing to accept it. She basically has said now she's got an attorney, and she says that the authorities have refused to issue the birth certificate without a gender designation, and the parents have now applied for judicial review of the case. The family's lawyer, Barbara Finley, said the assignment of sex in this culture is done when a medical person lifts up the legs and looks at a baby's genitals, but we know that the baby's own gender identity will not develop for some years until after they're born. Canadian media reported that the baby's health card could be the first in the world to not have a gender designation. If Canada actually capitulates on this crap right here, and they actually allow this nonsense to go through, this will be the beginning of the end as far as overall male, female, we already see this weird crap. It's basically, like Dad said, a lot of it's obfuscation online, but again, a lot of it has to do with the globalist agenda, because they want to completely take away the identity of each person. That's why they're bringing in the Muslims. They want to get rid of the religion. They want to reduce everything and get rid of Christianity. They want to get rid of males and females. They want to get rid of race. They want to get rid of anything that makes us us and identifies us. They want to completely break us down and just have a hodgepodge, mixing pot of melted smooch is what it is, of nothing. That way they can control us more and more efficiently. But I thought it was pretty creepy, Dad, that they're actually considering this right now. And she's actually pushing for this. I mean, you can't get much more stupider than this. But I guess this is where society's starting to stoop too down now, and brings me back to Genesis chapter 6. Every thought of every man was evil. Starting to get pretty in line with that now again, bud.
Well, you look at Disneyland. Disneyland now in California is basically redoing their Pirates of the Caribbean, and they're making it politically correct, and they're getting rid of the pirates chasing the women, and they're, again, rewriting history. And so pretty soon they're going to have... Pretty soon Disney's going to be putting gay people in these exhibits. Basically, they're going to have gay pirates. Yeah, I mean, you think I'm joking on that. I mean, just whatever, man. And I don't think there were very many gay pirates back in the day. But the whole thing about it is, think about it for a second. Johnny Depp, in his role as Captain Jack Sparrow, acts about a third gay in that movie. He acts pretty feminine in some of those spots. And so what would surprise us if they start putting gay pirates into their exhibits, because they already have half their people who work for Disney are already gay anyhow. It's one of the, seems like a prerequisite as far as these guys, they get to work at Disney World if they're gay. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, that's definitely pretty predominant when you go there. There's no question about it. I mean, it's a large percentage. And if they're not gay, I don't know what they are. Maybe they're metro or whatever. When I've been there before, I was talking to my buddy about it the other day. I'm obviously on the facial recognition biometric system with Disney. Last three times I've gone there, I've told you guys I've always had some type of altercation or incident numerous times with security, including being searched, patted down, metal detected, and threatened to be thrown out of the park and arrested. So I don't go there anymore. Me and Disney don't mesh whatsoever. I think it was just my demeanor, my attitude towards them. They really, really dislike me. I don't mend into that Disney culture that they have over there. I stick out like a big, fat, sore thumb that's not gay. And I guess that's probably one of the issues they have over there. It is what it is. I'm not a fan of Disney, though, whatsoever. Not to mention it's gotten so stinking crowded now. They don't make you actually pay for passes anymore on a yearly basis. They let you finance them month to month. So you have like every single person and their mom now with Disney passes. So the place has gotten so overrun with people in and out of state that it's literally not even, you literally, last time I went there, it's like everything shoulder to shoulder. Every ride's like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And that wasn't even during peak season. I mean, I went when it was slow and it was like that. So to me, Disney's a lost cause. All it's about is making money and promoting that globalist ideology with a lot of the stuff they've done now. Even when I was over there last time, I rode the test track, which is the GM test track ride. It used to be a really, really cool ride. I went through the whole process of going through the GM facility where they're doing the element testing, the speed testing, the crash testing. Really cool stuff. You drive through it. Last time I went there, garbage. Garbage ride. Worst ride I've ever been on. Completely got rid of all that stuff now. People said that it was too realistic and there was too many things in there that made them scared, like the crash testing part. So now it goes through it and the whole vehicle's autonomous. It rides through and it tells you, you know, it lets you design the vehicle to drive you around and then to see which one's the best one built by the way you design it and how it drives autonomously. Total garbage globalist ride. Ruined it. We'll never ride that ride again. Well, I probably won't even be back to Disney again, Dad. So that's pretty much settles me and Disney.
Well, you know, I was with you when the cops were dispatched. I mean, I was there.
Oh yeah,
No, that place is just Looney Tunes, man. I tell you, I don't even know what to say. Disney was a complete and total weirdo. Watch Sheila Zawinski's excerpt. Just Google Sheila Zawinski in Disney World, and you can watch her YouTube video that's had probably close to 100,000 hits now, telling you who Disney was and what Disney does, and all of the mind control and subliminal stuff they do at Disney on an ongoing basis. By the way, Italy now is calling for the other European countries to help them. They're pleading, and they're saying they may even close their ports. as the country basically struggles with record numbers. This is continuing to go on. We mentioned this briefly last week, in which we talked about how 10 to 12,000 immigrants in one day showed up. More than 2,100 have died, supposedly trying to reach Europe from Africa so far this year. And Italy's already taken in 82,000 migrants in the first 6 months of 2017. This is 20% more than the same period last year. Critics say these ships have become part of the business model of people smugglers in Libya. Guys, this has nothing to do with the war in Syria. This has nothing to do with the war in the Middle East. This is about destabilizing the culture of the European Union and basically bringing in a new world order. And I feel sorry for the guys in Italy because they simply don't have that kind of resource to take care of these many people, this many people. And again, remember, I'm going to say this again. Germany had an excess budget. I think they made $300 billion last year against the Rothschild banking cartel. They had a surplus. The country itself was making money. They weren't putting themselves deeper and deeper into Rothschild debt every single month with having to borrow more and more money from their banks over there because they had such a massive export-import balance, off-balance. They're bringing in, selling so much more stuff than they were bringing in, unlike us. So they weren't going into debt quickly enough. So now they're going to put more millions and millions and millions of people to feed in Germany, which is going to quickly put them into a negative.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's going to do. And when that happens, is Germany will then start becoming part of the New World Order as far as its inability to pay these bills back to these Rothschild characters, guys. But that's one of the primary things they're doing this for, is to completely destabilize Europe. And they can't destabilize Europe without destabilizing the powerhouse of Europe, which is your Germany, which is like the third or fourth largest economy in the world right now. Maybe the second or third right now. It's a huge economy, and they have to destroy Germany and put them into a deficit before they can actually destroy the European Union. So, guys, again, shell games, new world order. This is what they're planning on doing, guys. What's your next story, Oz?
No, you're absolutely right about that, too, because once this really starts to hit as far as, I mean, really, really hit significantly with what's going on over there, It's gonna hit them hard, because once they start going into a negative cash flow crunch, that's gonna be the end of it, because they can't take on all these people. And per the United Nations, yes, Germany's number four, as you were just saying a second ago. So they're huge. I mean, they're monstrous, and the only way to get them under control is to flood them with so many millions of migrants that they literally can't handle the crunch anymore. They're literally spending hundreds of billions of dollars right now trying to house them, feed them, and handle this. I mean, we've done so many reports before as how they're actually kicking German residents out of homes and condos to make way for all these multi-tiered areas for migrants to live in, and it's pretty sad, but pretty much you called it out, Dad. I mean, Angela Merkel's obviously a Rothschild stooge, and she's doing the globalist bidding, because once she announced that online and on TV, basically, you can come here, and we'll help you guys out, and you just flood in here. But now the problem is they're unbelievably hammering Italy, as you just said earlier. And Calise now, they had more riot police issued over the weekend. There's been almost 1,000 African migrants armed with sticks and rocks that are basically trying to set up a new jungle camp, as they had over 12,000 refugees hit the shores just last week. And they're expecting another 10,000, it looks like, this week to show up, as they're floating in on these rickety boats. And they have these charity ships that are going out of the water to save them once they get like halfway in the shore. They go out there and save all of them. I don't want to be mean, and I don't like being mean, but if you can't swim and you're an idiot enough to jump on a boat that's falling apart, and you're out in the middle of the Mediterranean, the boat falls apart and you drown, I don't see how that's my problem. I really don't. I don't understand why I need to take my boat and travel 10 miles out to come pick you up because you're drowning because you jumped on a rickety boat to trying to come into my country illegally. I really don't understand that, Dad. I don't really understand why Italy is even continuing that. They just need to put up the Italian Navy up shore and say, listen, if you come in these waters, you're trespassing. You're going to be turned around. We're not going to rescue you, and that's the end of it. I don't know why they're capitulating with Europe. I guess the globalists have gotten a hold of a lot of the prime ministers and those over there, because apparently Czech Republic, Poland, and Hungary, they're not playing this game. They got a double-sided electrified fence, and they don't even take anybody in to deport them. They just kick them right back out if they're not already dead when they get over the fence.
Well, remember, Italy, though, is broke. They don't have the ability to do any of this. I mean, Italy's shot. I mean,
that's true.
They have this.
That's true.
And plus, it's kind of like a maritime tradition, not a law, but a tradition that when you see a boat sink, if you're able, you need to go rescue the people that are going down. And so I personally believe they know these boats are going to sink, and I think they sink them on purpose. I think they do it on purpose when they're 10 miles out or whatever, and then they put in a stress call and say, we're sinking, come help us. And now all of a sudden you have a bill of lading from that country, from Italy, that's registered to Italy, that goes out and picks them up. Now they have the ability to come to port and basically dock because they have that bill of lading, because they're actually registered in Italy. That's why I think they're sinking these boats. I don't think these boats are sinking by accident 10 miles off. They would have sunk in the middle of the Mediterranean, because it's a pretty long trip from Libya,
yeah,
across to Italy. I mean, it's a long ways over there, or for other parts of Africa. I think they're intentionally scuttling the boats before they get in, and they're saying, we're drowning, you've got to help us, blah, blah, blah. I think it's a humanitarian effort. They're doing it because they found out. Otherwise, they get turned around and sent back, and they don't want to do that, because now they can't go back because their boat sunk. They burned the bridge, so to speak.
Yeah.
By the way, the Amish farmer who was using chickweed salve, which wasn't approved by the FDA, has been charged and sentenced to 6 years for this salve in prison because he was selling it. Earlier in March 2017, much of supporters' bewilderment, a jury found Sam Garrod of Bath County, Kentucky, guilty on 13 different counts because he failed to register his homemade herbal salve with the FDA and because he sold it across state lines. This is unbelievable. On June the 30th, Judge Reeves sentenced Sam Gifford to 6 years in prison. This guy's Amish. Followed by 3 years of supervised probation, over $14,000 in fines, plus an additional fine of $1,300 in assessment fees. A sentence harsher than most drug dealers receive, say supporters, regardless of the fact that the salve contains no illegal substances or drugs and has never injured anyone. I don't even know what to say about this. This is just complete nonsense, guys. We've got to pray for this man that he makes it through this prison sentence, and hopefully he can appeal this. Guys, I want to thank you for listening before the 4th of July. I want to thank you for supporting us. I want to thank you for buying your multiple vitamins from us. God, I hope you enjoy these shows. And I pray, I mean, I say that in a prayer kind of way when I talk, because I talk to God all the time. I want you guys to know that I really hope you enjoy the shows. We put so much work into these shows. It's so much time to read all these articles and put these condensed summaries together every single day. So guys, I love you. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being here for us. Oh, I hope and pray you guys have a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July. And God bless you guys. And thanks again for your support. Thanks for your prayers. I'll write the summary up today, Austin. Go ahead and finish and close, and we'll talk to you guys live again on Wednesday. God bless.
Absolutely, bud. Yes, and we appreciate all the emails over the weekend. Thank you for all the support. We'll be closed down tomorrow for the 4th of July, so the emails will start being answered again on Wednesday. Same thing with orders. They'll be shipped out again on Wednesday. So check out the website, The Ultimate Multiple Chewable. And also, too, guys, we'll be issuing the July 4th coupon, which is Freedom 5. That will be going active here right now. We'll be sending an email out on it. That will be Freedom 5, FREEDOM, and the number 5. That will be active for 5% off your entire order, off everything, no restrictions on it. That will be good for 36 hours, so that will last pretty much until Monday morning at 9 a.m. You can issue that now at any time on the website at healthmasters.com. Freedom 5. You guys have a blessed, safe 4th of July, and we'll talk to you again Wednesday as always.